And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
In his recent book, Hattiesburg, An American City in Black and White, UNC history professor William Sturkey documents a dreadful event that took place in Mississippi in the depths of the Great Depression that sounds eerily familiar in 2019 North Carolina. In 1931, the white leaders of Hattiesburg were so appalled by the idea that the Red Cross was handing out emergency aid to people, regardless of their race, that they evicted the agency from City Hall. They decided they'd rather have no relief for anyone than let people they thought unworthy collect it. And so it is today, sadly, with the refusal of North Carolina Republican leaders to allow Medicaid expansion in our state. Senate leader Phil Berger made that clear recently when he said he opposed expansion because it might provide assistance to people who are not working. In other words, as in 1931 Mississippi, North Carolina Republican leaders believe it's better that large numbers of, quote, worthy human beings suffer and even die prematurely than it is for disfavored, unworthy humans to receive basic life-saving assistance. It's difficult to imagine a more shameful situation. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.